about the important stuff.
Good morning, this is Annabelle and Deanna with your 9am Zlines. In local news, the number of Year 12 students who were taught the wrong topic for their English exam yesterday has risen to 140 across 9 schools. Education Minister John Paul Langbrook said an investigation will commence to determine the cause of the problem. I'll be making sure that the makeup of the QCAA board is appropriately done for the future to make sure we don't see a repeat of these activities, he said. Langbrook assured that affected students would not be disadvantaged, but said he is unsure about specific details. And early this morning, the Logan Motorway in Kingston shut down after a truck and a pedestrian were involved in a serious collision. Emergency services were called to the scene at about 1:19 a.m. and police have confirmed that one man suffered life-threatening injuries. The road has since reopened, but investigations continue.
In national news, a mystery illness has swept through possum populations in Western Australia, leaving the critically endangered species blind and paralysed. So far, 85 cases have been identified by the Department of Biodiversity, Conservation and Attractions, but vets believe more are going unreported. The suspicions of the illness were first noticed at Busselton's Heritage Vet, where Dr. Natalie Boskill came across 5 to 6 possums in January 2024. Testing is now underway to identify a common link or underlying cause of the illness relating to infectious cases, environmental and nutritious factors. Unfortunately, the overwhelming number of sick animals has caused a lot of facilities to euthanise with nowhere to continue their care. And a young cricketer has died after being struck by a ball while practicing in the nets in Melbourne's East. The 17-year-old boy was injured in an accident earlier in the week and has now sadly passed while in hospital. The young cricketer was facing an automatic bowling machine and was understood to be wearing a helmet at the time of the accident. The Ferntree Valley Cricket Club said it was devastated by the death of the teenager, further stating via social media, "Our thoughts and prayers are with his family."
In international news, social media giant Meta has raised its predicted spending on AI this year to over $70 billion. It is a massive jump for the company, who spent $28 billion in 2023 and $39 billion in 2024. Meta said they are not slowing down anytime soon, with analysts predicting that spending could increase to $100 billion in 2026. Most of the spending will be put into data centers and AI researchers, following similar efforts by competitors like Microsoft. Meta's expected revenue just this quarter is $59 billion.
For your weather today, Brisbane is partly cloudy with showers and a possible thunderstorm expected this afternoon. It's currently 25 degrees with an expected maximum of 28. Unfortunately, there is no fire danger and it's not currently available, but the UV index is predicted to reach 10, which is in the very high band. That's all your news for 9am and we'll be back at 10am with more. In the meantime, you can find us on Facebook or head to 4ZZZ.org.au.